Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. On July 3rd, 1971, singer Jim Morrison is found dead in a bathtub in Paris. Morrison, 27, was taking a sabbatical from his hit rock band The Doors when he died of heart failure, likely caused by a drug overdose. Rumors abounded that Morrison, tired of fame, had faked his own death. Let's listen.
Excuse me, are you the coroner? My name's Jim Morrison. I was just found dead and I really can't stand having lost my life. I want to come back. Is there anything you can do? I'm not going to stand for being dead.
Sir, I'm trying to work here. Maybe if
Whoa.
You could just...
Hold on a second. I'll take this one, Jim.
Look, I don't know if you realize what your death has done to the value of your records.
What do you mean? Do you think I can make money off of selling my records?
I don't care what you can do.
I'm not going to do it.
Hey,
I won't
Jim,
stand for
Jim.
Having...
Jim, calm what? Down. We're all Jims here, all right?
Okay, Jim.
So just relax. I own all your records. They've quadrupled in value since you've died.
So you're not bringing me back?
No.
To hell with you. To hell with everybody.
No,
I'm not going to share
it.
I want to come back to life.
I believe it's to hell with you. Can someone get Satan in here, please?
No. No. Go away, Satan. I want to stay alive.
Please, call me Jim.
Okay, Jim. No, I won't do it. I'm not going
to
die.
Jim, go to Jim Hell. The rest of us are going to make a lot of money off your music. So,
hey, let go of me. No.
You're like it. We've got Kurt Cobain.
No. Okay, well, go my arm.
Whoa. How did a Kurt get into Jim Hell? What's going on here?
That's his new Jim. He messes up every once in a while, but no, he's a good kid. We'll let him go. All right, now come on, Jim Morrison.
No, I don't want to.
Well, Jim, as a coroner, I know a lot about life and death. And I just want to tell you that had you not been such a sore loser, could have gone to Jim Heaven.
What?
Now, come on. You lost. You lost the game of life.
It's a bad deal. Wait, I want to go to heaven, though.
No, you can't. You don't win.
Too late, Jim.
You specifically lost the game of life.
And you were very sore about it. You barged into my coroner's office. You upset all my gyms here while we were trying to work.
Oh, heck.
And yes, that coroner did become the richest coroner in all of history. Meanwhile, Jim Morrison went to Jim Hell. All because he was a sore loser about that whole dying thing. Make sure at whatever game you lose, you don't give everyone an attitude, because no one likes a sore loser. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.